Dee Fagan runs a bed and breakfast with three rooms, but says anyone who rents a bed should all be on the same playing field.
The fact is, hotels and small bed and breakfasts like mine are required to comply with extensive ordinances and follow rules and regulations.
Analysis commissioned by the Pennsylvania Hotel and Lodging Association found a quarter of Airbnb's revenue in Philadelphia is generated by people offering rooms year-round, not just once in a while. Association President John Longstreet says that's unfair.
There's a clear difference between those who are truly operating in the spirit of the shared economy and the large and growing number of full-time corporate landlords and hoteliers who use Airbnb to run businesses out of residential units.
Philadelphia law requires getting a permit to rent a room more than 90 days a year. Airbnb did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.